it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
A new bakery opening at Reading Terminal Market this month makes history.
This is the first Black-owned bakery inside of Reading Terminal in 129 years.
The owners chat with me about what they'll be bringing to the market, why diversity is important, and the connection between food and culture. This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznick at Reading Terminal Market with Mark and Tia L, who are the owners right now of Sweet Tea's Bakery and Snack Shop, which is a little booth here, but they are getting their own official stall, which will be open probably around mid-April, which will be Sweet Tea's Bakery. So I understand this is a very big deal.
Yes, this is the first Black-owned bakery inside of Reading Terminal in 129 years.
That's a big deal.
Yes, it's a very big deal. We are trailblazers here in Reading Terminal because there's never been a Black-owned bakery in Reading Terminal, and we're bringing something new to the market. We're bringing a dessert that is very diverse. It's sweet potato pie, sweet potato pound cake, sweet potato cheesecake. And we also have our four signature drinks, which are specially designed by Tia with special ingredients and a special twist.
What kind of reaction have you been getting? Because even before I hit the record button, there are people walking by saying they're so excited that you're opening a shop and that they're going to support the Black-owned business.
We've been getting so much support from everyone. Everybody is actually excited because right now, we started off in October, a day stall on Fridays and Saturdays, and we've been asked a number of times from customers when we'll be here more days. So a lot of people have been so excited and great to hear the news that we're going to be here 6 days out the week, and hopefully sometime in the future we'll be here daily 7 days.
Mark, is that a lot of pressure? We got to live up to the hype.
A lot of pressure, but it also gives us the opportunity to give back to our community where we come from. It gives us the opportunity to hire young people, young bakers in the community that's looking to inspire to be like us.
Explain why it's so important.
Because economically, the youth in Philadelphia, with all the violence that's going on, a lot of them don't have employment, and that's the main issue. A lot of them just don't have employment, and it's given us opportunity to create anywhere from 6 to 10 jobs for young people ages anywhere from 18 to 25.
Tell me about this location that you're taking over.
This location is actually great. It's in a great location. It's right at the main entrance at the door. Metropolitan, that was here for years, is known for being a bakery as well, so this is a good fit for us to take over this location, and we're right by a food court where you can sit down and eat at, and you get a chance to smell our pies while they bacon. So we're just excited. This is a very great location right here.
Tell me about the build out.
The build out is going to be awesome. Everything is going to be brand new. You know, the lighting, the painting, the new refrigeration, the new ovens. It's going to be awesome.
Tell me about like the best dish. And is there anything that is representative of Black history, Black culture?
Well, sweet potato pie is a culture dessert. It's usually made by a lot of African Americans around the holiday time. What's special about our sweet potato pies is that I added my own twist after being taught by my grandmother how to make the sweet potato pie and just adding my own other ingredients into it, and also introducing a lot of people to the graham cracker crust, which was never heard of. Usually cheesecakes have graham cracker crust, and sweet potato pies are usually made with a butter crust. But once I started making the recipe and then also trying different things out, when I tried it with the graham cracker crust, I got a lot of positive response and feedback, where a lot of people no longer wanted the regular butter crust. They were demanding that I have the sweet potato pie with the graham cracker crust. So it's great. And it's actually one of our number one sellers. And it have an extra an extra kick to it when you eat sweet potato pie. It usually pretty much similar to different tastes that a little sweeter than pumpkin pie. But the graham cracker crust gives you an extra kick to the sweet potato pie.
Yeah, it's just a great pie. It's a great pie, and a lot of people who never had sweet potato pie, we introduce them to the sweet potato pie with the graham cracker crust, and they become a customer. They fall in love with the pie. You know, we can't keep enough of them.
Do you have any other dishes that specifically have like a cultural significance?
Yes, we have a 7-Up pound cake. That's a cake that African Americans have been making for years. Normally people think of a pound cake, but this is a 7-Up pound cake. It is actually made with 7-Up, you know, and we have also the sweet potato pound cake and a sweet potato cheesecake. So we are going to be introducing other things to the market that's based around sweet potato pie, which is anything that has to do with a sweet potato.
How important is food to culture?
It's very important because a lot of times the best conversations and families getting together is usually around dinner time, eating, talking. So it's very
important
and very important to culture.
What memories do you have over sweet potato pie?
Oh, the holiday season. Eating sweet potato pie during the holidays. But what we give people is the opportunity to eat sweet potato pie all year long.
Not just the holidays.
So how long have you been in the market with one of the carts?
Since October.
So to get a spot here, were you surprised that it came so quickly?
Yes, we were. We were very surprised because we applied actually in 2018 and we just was waiting hopefully to hear something and then just kept trying and just being consistent and not just giving up. And we had the opportunity to come in here as a day stall. And then when we found out commercial space may be available, we applied for it. So when we found that we got to a commercial space, we was really, really excited because that's what we were waiting for from the beginning.
How do you think the success of your cart helped with your application getting a stall?
It helped us a lot because it allowed the market to see a dessert that's very diverse compared to just a normal cake or a normal donut or a normal cookie. It gave them a different type of dessert that different ethnic groups and very diverse.
Talk to me about the importance of diversity, especially here in the market.
The market is very diverse. We have met people from all over the world. We have met people as far as Europe, Africa, as far as Asia, 50 different states throughout the United States, California, New York, D.C., Virginia, North Carolina, you name it. We have met people from all over.
And being inside the Reading Terminal, it allows you to meet people from so many different walks of life, different cultures, different backgrounds. It's a blessing of being here as opposed to being in a neighborhood at a location. Here, you have thousands of people that passes through Reading Terminal each and every day. So every day we meet somebody new, whether they're visiting or just shopping or just locals around here just stopping by that day. And we met since we came here in October. We have a lot of regular customers now that come here looking for us, even on the days that we're not here. We only here right now at our day stall on Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 6. But my phone rang all week long on the days that I'm not here for people asking me, can they get sweet potato pie and when would I be back down at the market?
It is a cultural experience when you come to the market. What do you want people to know about black culture? Now, you're not the first black stall, the first black bakery. Mm-hmm. So what do you want people to know about that aspect of food in the black culture?
That sweet potato pie is a great dessert. It's filling. It also have a lot of benefits and nutrients and vitamins with sweet potato. Besides just being a dessert, you get a lot of benefits from eating sweet potato so many different ways. And just one is just really happy and excited to get a chance to introduce everybody to something different because I have so many recipes that I am dying to share with all the shoppers and everybody inside the Reading Terminal.
I feel like there are a lot of old wives' tales with sweet potatoes. Am I imagining that?
No, that's the truth.
It's true. There's a lot of, like, if you eat sweet potatoes, then, uh-huh. Like, fertility stuff.
Yes,
right?
Exactly. I heard the same exact thing, and I do believe that it helped out. So maybe it'd be great for a whole lot of people in a lot of different ways.
Depending on what you want. Eat it, don't eat it.
Depending on what you want. Exactly.
Is there any historical significance that you want to bring, that you want to teach people, educational aspect of your food?
Yes, that's a great dessert, you know, and it's an opportunity to be able to expose a whole different diversity of people that normally you won't get at a location at a brick and mortar. You know, this is historical.
Do you know any of the history of sweet potato pie?
I just know that it was just a dessert that was always made for our culture and our family. We grew up on sweet potato pies around the holiday time, my grandmother and all her sisters as well. And that was just one of the number one desserts that you expect to have at Christmas time and Thanksgiving.
Not a holiday without sweet potato pie.
It's not a holiday without sweet potato pie for the African-American culture.
What else is on the menu? So sweet potato pie is the main thing.
The main thing. Then we have sweet potato cheesecake. We have sweet potato pound cake. And we also have our famous 7-Up pound cake. We have four signature drinks, which is strawberry iced tea, strawberry lemonade, regular iced tea, and regular lemonade. And I have a lot of other sweet potato desserts that I will be introducing as soon as we get over here to the new location. The newest one will be the sweet potato cupcakes.
Anything else you want to add?
We just like we say all the time around our house, there's nothing better than just keeping calm and eat sweet potato pie.
And also, looking forward to everyone's coming out around mid-April with a ribbon ceremony.
You must be so excited.
I'm so excited. Every time I think about it, it kind of brings tears to my eyes, because to have an opportunity like this is a blessing. And when you have children and grandchildren and friends and family and everybody that's rooting for you, is a big deal. And trusting that it can continue on from here on out and maybe build wealth for a family as well.
Mark and Tia L. from Sweet Tea's Bakery, opening here in mid-April at the Reading Terminal Market, here where Metropolitan Bakery used to be. They still have a booth, so they will be around throughout, and then they will be opening.
Our new location will be Tuesday through Saturday, and our plans for the future is to be opening daily 7 days a week, and to be going from 6 days to 7 days, so that's what our plans is.
Tell them about this.
So eventually when they come, so the stall is open on the weekends, Friday and Saturday, but when they open, they're going to have expanded hours, which will be expanded even more as they kind of get their bearings. Thank you guys so much, and congratulations.
Thank you. It was a blessing talking to you.
Thank you.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.